Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock, and get out on the water.
Somewhere in the state of Minnesota, we go to Chris Kane. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. 30 minutes from the border of Canada, gentlemen. Ooh. From 63-degree Grand Marais, Minnesota. That's where I'm coming to you live from this morning.
And why are you there, Chris?
So this is my in-laws. Used to travel here for vacation. My father-in-law's from Ohio, so instead of going to the beach like we all grew up doing in the South, they all grew up north of the line up here going to the Great Lakes. So my wife and her family took this trip many times growing up, and in-laws wanted to come here this year, so we made the trek, 15-hour drive.
Wow, I was going to say, why didn't you fly? You just wanted to just have a car up there? That's a long haul.
Yeah. It is a long haul, but I like driving. I like driving back home.
I like driving, too. Don't let him shame you, Christopher. I like driving, too. You can pack an ice chest. You can take your Topo Chico. You got your family. You can stop over and get you some sandwiches.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Steve. We're all about the drive, and it's all interstate up here, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, listen, I have nothing. That's a long haul, though. That's a long haul, 15 hours. But I was going to say, you know, Chris has a connection to Florida, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Roger, you know that. He went to school in Central Florida and spent a lot of your youth in Florida, right, Chris?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 11 years old is when we moved from Little Rock. My stepdad worked in medical sales, got transferred down there. And, you know, I think people know the story now. Met Baz at the, the ESPN Awards over there, thanks to the Rotary Club that they are sponsored. They were the sponsor of the Burroughs Awards. So met you down there in Orlando. So it was meant to be.
So what happened, Bill, is that Karen Fetcher said, I've got a young man I want you to meet. And it was during the taping of the ESPN Home Depot Awards show.
Right.
He comes in. He's a junior at the time at Central Florida.
Sophomore.
Chris. So I look at him immediately, hear him.
Right.
I said, let me tell you,
right.
five minutes here, you can do great national level stuff. And so I called Sully. I said, Sully,
you need
to get this guy as an intern. That's what he did. Boom, he gets offered the job the minute he gets done with college, and the rest is history.
Was it like Chris and David, that photo of Bill Clinton shaking hands with JFK? Is it that sort of moment there, only for the Arkansas sports scene? You know, that's the equivalent.
That's
of
funny.
It, right?
That's great. Yes, it was.
Too kind of a reference.
Chris could go national, just like Sully.
Of course,
they could go to bigger markets, but he's chosen to raise.
Chosen to stay.
Chris, any thoughts on SEC Media Days? What we're doing down here? Ryan Silverfield will be on the show with us Thursday around what time do you think he'll be on, Trey? 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock?
I believe it's probably around 9.
Yeah, we'll get a shot at him, and he actually will share the sort of the stage, big stage, around the same time as Kiffin. So Kiffin will suck the air out of him when he walks out of the room. It's going to be like
he's in the main room at 9:30.
Ryan is, so we'll have him probably at 9 or so. Or I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh, he'll be on the show earlier
before
that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So. Anyway, any thoughts, Chris, on SEC Media Days?
Well, you know, I think the SEC is at an interesting point because the Big Ten has won the last three national championships.
You bet.
So, you know, it's not just an anomaly anymore. Like, you know, you could get away with the first couple. After so many that the league had won, you go, oh, yeah, we'll give them a couple. And now it's becoming more of a trend, which, you know, is more troubling. But I think that for Ryan Silverfield in particular, what you want to do is you want to get in there and you want to show that, hey, you know, people say we're overlooked and that's fine, but, you know, we're going to show you on the field. Once play starts, no one's going to overlook us is what the confidence you have to carry at Media Days. And you don't want to go in there and with your head down, no one believes in us. You got to kind of you got to kind of own the room as best you can without trying to be. There's a fine line, right? You want to be confident but not foolish. You want to go in with the right amount of swagger, but you haven't earned a lot yet. So you got to go in there and be just cool and confident, and then let the play decide for itself how people are going to really judge you after this season. But I think that they can play that no one believes in this card internally as much as they want, because you're going to see no one's going to believe in them this year at least. So they got they can play that in-house all they want.
Tom Murphy in the Democrat Gazette today was talking that the main thing he's got to do is come out of here without saying something that's, you know, nothing goofy. I know he's going to do his all in. I mean, I'm sure he's going to do that, but he doesn't. He just needs to be by the book, get in here, get out of here, say some positive things.
That's right. We understand. Motivated.
That's right. Just move on. Don't try to, don't feel like he's got pressure to perform here.
In many ways, David and Chris, it is the perfect moment for Ryan Silverfield, because, look, we're going to be picked to finish either next to last or last. And he's coming on right after Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
There could be a tsunami of media leave the main room.
That's what might happen.
David and myself and Tom Murphy and Wally and a couple of other people, and that's it.
That's probably what will happen. The other thing that I think is really obvious here, if you get one of these magazines, by the way, the Athlon Sports Magazine cover, Roger, I don't know if you've gotten any of these, but this one says one of the main headlines: heading south. What's wrong with the SEC? So there is an image issue here for the last 3 years. And if you look through these magazines, a thing that stands out to you where there's a void here or something missing is Razorbacks have no players that are listed anywhere. Yeah. So the talent level that you see, the three deep of all Americans, you don't see the names. And that doesn't mean that these guys can't be developed into better players, but you definitely don't see the heralded players anywhere. I mean, they're nowhere. Even Quincy Rhodes is not on the top three of this thing. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Well, you noted, David and Chris, you can appreciate this, Roger and Christian. We have a guy coming to Media Days as a representative for one of the three players. Never played a snap for the University of Arkansas.
I think that's
never played a down.
It's a good observation, but let me tell you, and I think that's a smart move on his part, because that kid knows Ryan Silver. He knows the program. He knows the expectation.
Yes.
He can speak to it better than anybody. These other guys have been with him for 3 months and 4 weeks of spring practice, but Seth Smith has actually played for him. So I think that's and Roger, you made the point. It says something. You're not inviting Braylon Russell. You're inviting the kid who has not played a down here. But but I think he's a good representation of what, of Coach Silverfield. Yeah, Roger, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I played golf over the weekend with a few fellas and really played. Unless they call and say something different, I played outstanding golf. But you know what? Yes. The one thing that one of the fellas had said to me was that they are really excited about this season. They're really pumped about this season, getting ready for football. And I think it has to do with we have new hope. With no disrespect to Sam Pittman, if in fact that's what it comes across, but if he was still here, we wouldn't have that same excitement because we just think it'd be another little thing. So I think it's the new of the new that is giving everybody hope, even though we're in last or turn it up to 11, if you will, in everybody's prediction.
Yeah, Chris. Chris is obviously one of the main players now with the Little Rock Touchdown Club. We'll get Silverfield right off the bat down there in Little Rock. We'll make the announcement, Chris, in 3 weeks, and I think the talking time. He doesn't need to worry about trying to say anything right at this point. Just to get out there and hope that. And another thing, Roger. I think one of the reasons why the group you're talking about is positive because they've actually had interaction with Coach Silverfield. They like
him.
They like him. They like how he comes across. Everybody, Bill and Chris, that I've talked to, including Roger's friends, who we don't need to mention unless you just want to, Roger, everybody I've talked to that's been around him like him. I mean, and he's asked for money. He's asked all of them for money, which is the nature of what you do now. And so
they all know that now.
Anytime
you get a call, it's like back in the day when you'd get a call from someone or one of your kids – and you hadn't gotten one in a week or whatever, you go, oh, geez, what's happened now? Now you know that every time you get a call from one of these guys, unless somebody says, hey, I just want to say hello to you, it's about money, and they all know that. And it's going to take some money. But I think with this new coach, new everything, he's got nowhere to go but up.
It's crazy. Talking about the SEC, that's what we're down here for. If you look at the rankings now, just the Athlon, this is what's crazy. They've got Georgia picked to finish one, which is I want to. They got eight returning starters on defense. Yeah. They got a returning quarterback. Number two, they got Texas. Number three, they got Oklahoma. Number four, they got A&M. They don't even have LSU.
Yeah.
With all the money that give it, that all that they've got, they're fifth. They are in Ole Miss is sixth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's so crazy about this league. And Roger, I didn't even realize it. I told Bill yesterday on his show. I didn't realize. I guess I just forgot it that we don't play Ole Miss or Mississippi State. We don't play either Mississippi school, which probably goes
First time, a long way.
Yeah.
Maybe since we've been in the SEC.
I didn't realize that either. No.
Yeah, and of course it's the 25th anniversary of the 7 overtime game. So you've got that. So
25
years. Yeah, 25 years.
Ago.
How about that?
Who did we replace those
around?
Mississippi schools with?
I think that's right. Is it 25?
Is it our permanent
2001? Yeah, that's right.
Permanent opponents or whatever? The Texas who is our permanent opponents? He asked Roger
Texas
asked who we replaced Ole Miss and Memphis with.
It's Texas.
Ole Miss and Mississippi State, I'm sorry.
LSU, Texas, and Missouri, those are three.
Missouri.
Yeah, those are Missouri, Texas, and LSU.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an even trade out.
Hey. Chris, listen, really appreciate you sacrificing your morning.
Yep.
63 degrees.
Yes.
It's 60. You know what? It's a brilliant move by Chris Kane. You go somewhere, look chilly at night, a nice day.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, you know, Bill, that Trader Bill's is the sponsor for Chris. But now he's
right.
Probably going to be up there. He'll probably get a timber type
right.
A company
right.
up in, nor- in,
some
the,
sort
in
of
the north.
Ice fishing.
Yes.
I'm currently looking for additional sponsors for you guys up here. They've got Java Moose Coffee up here is just down the road.
Nice.
They've got World's Greatest Donuts. All this whole town is just full of little local shops. So you'll get a lot of new sponsors. Very, very organic advertising opportunities, I think, for them.
We haven't even mentioned, too, by the way, we've done the show now for an hour. We hadn't even mentioned the British Open, which was won by our guy from New Zealand,
yes.
Right? Ryan Fox.
Kiwi.
And who hit a birdie on 18 to win.
Yeah.
Cameron Young was second. Sam Burns was third. And then Chris is a soccer guy. Spain, very impressive in getting the World Cup yesterday, winning the World Cup.
It felt like they were playing with 12 guys the whole time. And then when they, you know, Argentina got the red card at the end, it almost sealed the deal. You just kind of knew, okay, I mean, it was a dominant performance. And, I mean, for Spain, too, to only give up one goal the entire tournament, setting a new record with that mark. They were destined to win this one. That was an all-time great team.
And you saw, Bill, where Mbappe wins the Golden Boot.
Is the E silent, or do you pronounce the E? Is it
I like Mbappe. I like Mbappe. It's Mbappe. Speaking of Mbappe, Justin Akre, Chris, your buddy, your on-air partner from UCA, engaged over the weekend to Natalie. Yes.
So pumped. Hey, congrats to Justin and Natalie. They're awesome together. And, you know, Natalie sometimes travels with us on some of the trips. Chelsea will come, too. And, man, we just love her and
super she's
happy
great.
For them. Congrats to the AK family.
You know, I don't know of having been, all of us have been married before. I don't know. I get nervous thinking about dropping to a knee. I wonder if Akre did the old school where he gets down on the knee in the sand.
Right, traditional.
Yeah, I wonder if he did it that way.
Right.
Do you know the one time I asked the young lady, I was, you know what she said? She said no.
Check back with me.
She said no.
No?
And I looked,
it a hard no, hard pass?
She goes, no. I mean, you're so exposed to you've let it all out there, and she goes, "Oh, I'm kidding." No, no, I knew right then that you should never.
Right.
You should have ran. You should have ran, young lady.
But the mariachi band came in right after that, and you.
Anyway, so happy for Justin and Natalie. So
congratulations.
And so I don't know what that means for you, Chris, in the box. This year at UCA.
The married man.
Yes.
I think you and Bill could do a whole Sunday buzz on your previous experiences. I think it would be one of the highest listened to programs of all times. Previous marriage, previous relationships. I think we need to set up a date for this and call it a, you know, relationship. How about Valentine's Day special? We'll call
Nobody needs to walk down that memory lane. Let's just let it all go.
I will say this. I did hang out. And, Roger, I don't know if you heard me and Bill talk about this yesterday on his show. Bill's a cigar smoker, and we went down, he had a cigar, and he didn't know that my dad was a Havatampa cigar salesman. That's what I grew up with cigar boxes around me and the smell of cigars. And
we're going over to Ybor City.
Ybor, not the donkey in
the Shrek. We're going to Ybor City, which is the birthplace of the cigar industry in America.
About that?
Heavy Cuban influence.
Oh, that's awesome.
Chris, as you well know, so I'm going to take him over there. We're going to see if we can't get a couple of shots we could post. You do the Facebook Live.
Yes,
stuff.
How about
so
that?
So many people 20,000,
almost up to 20,000 views, you and I, on the pier over there, like 18,000. Yeah.
Just amazing.
It's crazy.
The strength of that platform for you.
But we want to do some smoke. I've smoked. Jessica asked if I smoked a cigar, and I said, well, I did not. But
no.
I've tried to chew on it, puff a little bit. I guess the best I can do.
It was,
so you didn't inhale? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't do it. No, I didn't do anything yet. I want to be like Schwarzenegger. I just want to put it in my mouth and chew on it.
It's just in the zats.
All right, Chris. Hey, thank your fine sponsor, Trader Bill's, while you're up there on the Canadian border, please.
The only thing missing up here right now is a Godfrey pontoon from Trader Bill's right off Lake Superior, cruising the land of 10,000 lakes. But go see my friends. It's 100 degrees back home this week. Go see my friends in Little Rock and Hot Springs. Find the boat of your dreams. Get out on the water with Trader Bill's. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, CK. Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll get your formal sponsor introduction.
Yes.
Greg Sankey coming up here at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we'll have Gene Chizik on the show with us. May get Pat Bradley as well. You know, this is his next SEC.
I was going to say, SEC. He knows a lot of these folks.
Peter Burns and Chris Doring.
A lot of these folks.
You know, a lot of these guys have spoken the touchdown club. Greg McElroy right down the road
veterans.
From us, and Peter Burns and Chris Doring and Paul Feinbaum will be here later today. Yes. All right, do not go away. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. Roger and Christian holding down the fort in Little Rock. Don't go away.